This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
TX, the only one who can answer this question, but...
Well, and I feel like he would be the person to do it.
There's a major holiday coming up. It is Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And Aaron has a question for married people.
Yeah.
Or just dating people, seriously dating people.
I guess.
Okay.
Do you ask your sig other to be your Valentine? Or is it just assumed?
I am... not young. I have never once asked another human being to be my Valentine in my life. Is that a thing that I've missed?
Like, I feel like it could be really cute.
Somebody has walked up to you and said, this, okay.
Have or like the flower petals with the heart or whatever. And it's like, hey, do you want to be my Valentine? And then you go to dinner on Valentine's Day. Like a cute gesture. I don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah. You ask every year.
I told you.
When you take them out, you do something for Valentine's, and at some point in the night, it doesn't need to be like a grand gesture, but at some point in the night, if you're taking them out doing something for Valentine's Day, you have to go, will you be my Valentine?
But is that too late because it's already on the day? Don't you have to do it like a couple weeks before?
I swear to God, I'm not being obtuse. You're being serious.
Mm-hmm.
You've said out loud those. I get hung up on language. You know that. I think you all know that. It's the reason, like, I'd never dated in like, it wasn't because I was a nerd. It was because I was a nerd, but it wasn't because I was a nerd. Like elementary school, middle school, like I didn't ever go out with anybody because everybody's like, have you asked her to go with you?
Like, yeah, it was like, to like be your girlfriend.
Okay, that's different.
No.
They say, will you go with me? And I'm like, go ask her to go with you. I'm like, go where? And they're like, no, that it means be your girlfriend. I'm like, can I say that? It's like, no, you say, will you go with me?
And like, go to the mall, go run some errands.
I don't understand the language of it. Mm. And it made me so frustrated. They were like, you love April Sacha, man. Just go up and ask her to go with you. And I'm like, and they all were doing it. They're like, oh, I just asked Danelle to go with me. We're going. I'm like, go. You're not going anywhere. And what does being my Valentine mean? Like, be my Valentine. That be. I don't
That's like, what you chose? B? You don't know B?
No, I don't know what
you B... You like jazz?
No, what is B my Valentine? Like, a Valentine... You know what a Valentine is? It's the card.
B no, my Valentine. No, the Valentine is the sweetheart in your life.
It is?
Yeah, it's the sweet... Like, you're... That's your Valentine.
Valentine card.
Yeah, a card for my Valentine.
What does the word Valentine actually mean? What is the origin of this...
Wasn't it a guy's last name?
I think so.
St. Valentine?
Yeah.
But we get all this crap wrong. Like St. Patrick, they're like, I drove the snakes out of Ireland. And then you go, when you drill down into it on that day.
You don't, you're not supposed to wear green. It's blue. It's,
right.
Yeah.
None of the things we do are
we
actually
just get
right.
Drunk. It's fine.
Right. There's no green beer. There's no barfing before 8 a.m. There's no like.
Asking someone to quote, be your Valentine is essentially an invitation to celebrate the day with you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't know. Why wouldn't you do it? Like, it's just a, like, I...
So even if I'm already with you, like, I was married for 15 years or whatever, I was supposed to go...
Yes. I asked my wife to be, will you be my bride? Like, be my wife all the time. Because I want her to know that I still feel that way. Even though, like, we're clearly married, but, like, why wouldn't you say that to somebody if that's how you feel about them and you want them to know?
She is your bride.
And I don't want her to, I don't want that to change. So I want her to know that.
That like gave me chills. But
Again, but same with Valentine. Like, clearly we're married. We have two kids. We're out for Valentine's Day. But just say, will you be my Valentine? Just like,
it's
will you kiss me under the mistletoe? It's not like, well, we kiss all the time.
No, no.
What is mistletoe, really? Just,
but you understand. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, that. I am admitting that it's me. I'm the problem. Hi. But it just seems so stupid. You are my Valentine because we're married. You don't have a choice. Like, you're not going to be somebody else's. Like, it. I know. And like, to say, will you be my bride? I mean, if I'm going to say something affirming, I'm going to say something that makes sense to me that's affirming. Like, I'm so glad you're my bride.
It's going to make sense to you, the person who doesn't understand phrasing.
I'm going to say something that makes sense. I am so glad to be your husband. That makes more sense than like, will you be my bride? You are my bride.
But she's not
even your bride. She's your wife.
She's always my bride. Once a bride, that's...
No, you're only a bride on one day.
No, you're a bride forever.
I don't know.
No, you're a bride that day. You're a bride. Oh my God, we're so down in the weeds on this.
You are down in the weeds.
No, but I'm just saying.
We're happy.
Okay, fine. As long as we're here, I want to say something else about Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are showing up so big right now for our Cards for Kids.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I don't know where, like, Aaron has driven and Tiek has driven. Yeah. Do you guys want to shout out? Do we want to save all the shout outs till the end, or we want to do them
as it happens? No, because I've done a few. I did a few yesterday. I'll do the ones that I stopped by today. Del Mar Elementary and Bradley International. Massive.
What's Bradley International?
They're like just
it's
up
a
the
school?
Street. Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay. And Hack went to?
I went to Fox Hollow Elementary School and got a huge box of cards. Mm-hmm. Got to meet some of the kids who did them. And one of the little girls actually shared that one of her friends knows somebody who's in the hospital and has blood in their cancer in their blood.
Wow.
And that girl was so excited that they got to make cards and to know that her friend was going to get one.
Bro, are you talking about this huge box?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's hundreds of cards.
At least.
It is. That's a massive box.
So this thing started, if you don't know what we're talking about, we wanted to have you guys make enough cards for all the kids at Children's Hospital Colorado. And then once a bunch of people or schools started getting involved, we're like, what if we got enough for like all the campuses of Children's?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What if we get enough to send 3 cards to every room? What if we get enough to just have piles of them in the ER as kids come in?
Yeah.
Or what,
and like, maybe not just for the kids who are patients, but like the siblings, parents.
The parents, the doctors who are like, I mean, because what do you know what they're writing? Are you looking at the cards?
Yeah.
Are they writing get well or are they just saying happy Valentine's
both.
Or like?
I've seen both.
So if you got some construction paper, some glitter, some glue, some markers, and you want to make some cards, you can drop your cards off here at the radio station. Website shows you the address, but I'll say it really fast. 4700 South Syracuse, Suite 1050, or go to any Big O Tires location. If you get it done by, when are we picking them all up? By Tuesday, maybe?
Tuesday at the very latest.
Yeah.
Radiothon is Thursday. So,
which you can donate now to Radiothon too at alice1059.com.
I forgot about that.
And you're doubled thanks to Ovintiv.
Ovintiv.
Ovintiv, thank you.
Yeah. So, okay. Several things going on. Go donate early.
Yes.
Alice1059.com. When you go there, we looked at it yesterday. It's the first thing that pops up. Donate money. It gets doubled by Ovintiv. And make some cards. Take them to Big O. Email us at theslackershow@alice1059.com if you can't drop them off, and we'll try to find a way to get your cards.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice1059.
Apparently, there's more about the Valentine's thing. Because now I'm just finding out. Okay,
how are you just finding out? I can't stop thinking about it.
It's a very strange thing. I'm going to admit some major failures in my life right now. Like, I'm obviously T-Hack is a better husband than I was, just in that. Like,
I'm still newer though.
No, but
I'm still on my rookie contract.
The first wife.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Looking for a renewal though.
We all. You're never going to get a divorce, bro. I can tell you that right now.
No, never. After seeing you go through it.
No, it's not even that. Even if you did get a divorce, you guys would be so amicable. Like,
he asks every day for her to be his wife
or be his Valentine or whatever.
Please.
But you buy her flowers and you just do all these things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like, we talked about that and I'm like, just the wording of like, be my Valentine. Even if I started dating somebody like right now, by the time Valentine's rolled around, and if we're just smashing five times a day, every day between now and then, that day, I would not say that. I would not say that out loud. I'm just saying I wouldn't. And you guys can judge me for it. Great.
Okay.
But then we got to talking about the cards for kids and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden we're playing music and whatever. And then while the music's happening, Aaron and Tiak look at me and go like, "Well, you ask your daughter to be your Valentine, right? You get your daughter presents for Valentine's Day. What are you talking about?"
You don't?
Yeah, I don't.
You don't get, like, you don't
I'm
get them little
to?
Gift baskets or
it
anything?
Just for her or for him, too?
No, get them for Noah, too. Yeah. Be like, "Hey, I love you." Does he get baskets from any other holiday?
No, that's where I never got them. I
All think right.
The Easter bunnies never come to my house. The Easter bunny always came to my parents' house.
Okay.
So we would drive up to Longmont, and the Easter bunny hid eggs there and had baskets there. Now, I understand. I grew up, and my parents, I mean, I would wake up in the morning, there'd be Easter baskets there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At my parents' house. But I never, like that, I don't know if I never put the right flare up for the Easter bunny. Easter bunny never came to my house. And nobody's shown up on Valentine's Day at my house.
Ever?
Ever.
Cupid hasn't?
No, but I've bought like candies and they're just like sitting in a bowl, but not like these are Mia's candies. You're saying
that's more of like a decoration for the entire house.
No, it's not a decoration. Yeah, you eat it. You eat it.
Yeah, but it's still just red candy in a bowl. That doesn't mean. Yeah.
So maybe we should start. What did you do for Valentine's Day?
For your kids?
Yeah. In general.
In general, we're finding out. I just look at it as like, this is not a holiday for dudes, and I've just accepted that and just embrace it. So it's like, what do you want from? You want the flowers? You want the chocolate? You want me to ask you? I will do all of it because that's just what the holiday is.
And do you get joy from seeing your wife and your daughter?
Yeah,
get
like
excited?
That's what it is. I know it's unfair. I know it's lopsided. Also, it's like, it's somehow it's a day for lovers, but the guy has to plan everything. All of that.
It comes from us, yes. But the rest of
I'm not going to change it. I don't. So I might as well just try to embrace it and have it work in my favor, and it has.
I do understand that the rest of the year, like in especially in your case, AHAC holds you up.
Mm-hmm.
Like she just handles things for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand why you feel grateful on this day, and you're like, whatever you need. Like even if I find it absurd, I'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a day for lovers, then why are you getting anything for your kids?
I think it's still cute because it's not necessarily a day for like lovers romantically, but I think it's a good day to show that you love someone in general. Yeah. And what T-Hack does, I remember he said this like years ago and it's just stuck in my brain that he gets flowers for not only his wife, but for Hazel. And to me, that's like, he is teaching her how someone should treat you.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want some whack kid
and
coming
also
in
teaching and Leo
how you treat
how to be respectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I love to do it when I'm with Leo. It's like, all right, and now we have to get
I love
the flowers for mommy and Hazel. Like, that's just what you do. Because some dude's going to come and bring my daughter flowers someday, and she's going to be like, so what?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the goal. That's the end goal.
But
it's a long game.
You've made a longstanding big deal about you buy flowers on a random Tuesday, but you also buy them on the holidays?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why I think buying the flowers gets a bad rap because I go regularly, but then when I go on the holidays, all the prices are marked up.
Yeah.
And so when the dudes who never go and then they go on the holiday, they're like, they're so expensive.
Normally.
They do rip you off on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Again, throw my hands up. I don't know what to do. They're going to do that.
So you're, okay. I guess my final question for you guys is, and I've said this publicly on the air and I'm going to say it one more time.
Mm-hmm.
I love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love me back?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yes.
You've never bought me a single thing on Valentine's Day. So where does the traditions?
We're more like the kids here.
Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.